If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
9 facts we all should finally stop believing. There are some so-called facts that we believe only because we've heard them so many times and everybody else believes them too. I bet you're convinced that milk is good for your bones or that Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world. Before we reveal the actual truth, here's one fact that's absolutely the real deal. If you click that subscribe button and ring the little notification bell right beside it, you'll always stay on top of the fun and informative videos coming out every single day on the Bright Side of Life. Now, let's kick this list off, starting at number 9. The placebo effect only works on humans. In case you've never heard of this strange yet fascinating phenomenon, the placebo effect is basically when a person's health condition starts to improve simply because they believe they've been receiving treatment or medicine, when in fact they haven't. Sounds sort of like cheating, people, I know, but it's not that at all. The fact that you can give the human body what's basically a pill full of sugary or salty water and it'll kickstart actual healing processes is downright amazing. What's even more surprising is that the placebo effect probably works on pets too. For example, if a dog is sick and its owner gives it a sugar or vitamin pill, the dog's body responds well. This was proven by a team of scientists from the College of Veterinary Medicine at North Carolina State University when they tested the placebo effect on dogs that suffer from seizures. Number 8. Milk is useful for our bones. Ads claim that dairy products are a great source of calcium, which is really important for our bones. But it's milk in particular that we've been told time and time again since childhood keeps our bones strong and healthy. Heck, whenever we hear the word calcium, the first thing that comes to mind is milk, right? But did you know that the calcium contained in milk doesn't prevent us from getting bone fractures? Scientists from Harvard University have found that people from countries that don't usually consume dairy products actually suffer from fractures less than those who consume such products regularly. So there's no sense in drinking large amounts of milk if you want to strengthen your bones. You can also get calcium from sardines, salmon, beans, almonds, and figs. Number 7. Chocolate causes acne. A lot of people don't eat chocolate because they're afraid it'll cause their skin to break out in pimples. Well, hold back no more, because this simply isn't true. Dr. James E. Fulton Jr. and several other dermatologists conducted a study on the supposed connection between chocolate and acne. They actually gave 65 acne-prone test subjects chocolate bars that contained 10 times more cocoa than a typical bar of chocolate. What they found was that chocolate isn't harmful to our skin and doesn't affect it whatsoever. Los Angeles-based dermatologist Dr. Ava Shamban completely agrees and even goes on to say that there's very little evidence to back up the claim that eating chocolate makes you break out. So, there you go. The experts have spoken. Go ahead and grab a chocolate bar because you don't have to worry about acne breakouts. However, it's still best to eat chocolate in moderation to avoid gaining weight. Speaking of weight gain, we're all led to believe that number 6. If you run, you have to run every single day. In a 30-year research project, scientists from Birmingham University found that running every day can be completely useless for those looking to stay fit and even potentially detrimental to your health. Too much endurance training may have an adverse effect on a person's well-being because it pushes the body too much. Another study noticed plaque buildup in the arteries of marathon runners that may cause decreased blood circulation, eventually leading to serious heart problems. If you want to stay fit and enjoy doing it by running, it's recommended to jog instead and only 2 to 3 times a week, not every day. Senior cardiac nurse Maureen Talbot at the British Heart Foundation says that light and moderate jogging is more beneficial than undertaking strenuous running. Number 5. Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world. Alpinists from around the globe have attempted to conquer the supposed tallest mountain in the world, and some have actually succeeded. And sure, if we're talking about mountains that are located above sea level, then Everest is the biggest, baddest kid on the block. But if we consider mountains in general, even those that begin from under the sea, Everest isn't as large and in charge as you'd think. The new number one spot would go to Mauna Kea, a volcano located in Hawaii. It has an altitude of 13,796 feet above sea level, but its base is about 19,700 feet below the water surface. That gives Mauna Kea a base-to-peak height of about 33,500 feet, which does indeed outshine Everest's height of 29,029 feet. Number 4, a black hole is, well, a hole. Albert Einstein speculated about the existence of black holes way back in 1916 with his famous general theory of relativity. However, the one who coined the term and proved in 1971 that these things really do exist was American theoretical physicist Dr. John Wheeler. But are they actually holes? Well, NASA says no, they aren't. In fact, these are just space objects where gravity is so strong that even light can't escape it. Black holes are practically invisible and can't be seen with the naked eye. However, astronomers locate them with the help of super advanced space telescopes by seeing how stars that are close to black holes act differently than other stars. Number 3. You're safe inside a car during a lightning storm. There's a belief that during a lightning storm, you're safe inside a car because it's grounded by rubber tires. While it is true that rubber is really effective at insulating against electricity, that doesn't mean you're untouchable in your car during lightning. This is absolutely a myth. Your car may be a really good place to hide, but only because it's made from metal. And that metal body will only be of any use if all the doors and windows are closed. You see, when a bolt of lightning hits the top of a car, the current flows outside of the car and runs into the ground beneath. So it's not the rubber tires, but the car's metallic shell that can protect you during lightning storms. Number 2. The Sahara is the largest desert in the world. Ask any person what the largest desert in the world is, and they'll tell you, duh, the Sahara. But little do they know that this really isn't true. When we think of a desert, we usually imagine a lifeless, extremely hot area covered in sand. But by definition, a desert is a landscape that receives very little precipitation. In this case, Antarctica, with an area of 5.5 million square miles, is technically the largest desert in the world. The Sahara, at 3.5 million square miles, takes third place. In case you're wondering, there are actually four types of deserts. Polar deserts, like Antarctic and the Arctic North. Subtropical deserts. This is the familiar Sahara in northern Africa and the Arabian in the Arabian Peninsula. Cold wintry deserts. For example, the Gobi in China and Mongolia, as well as the Colorado Plateau in the US. Cool coastal deserts, like the Atacama in Chile and the Namib in southern Africa. Number 1. Mars is red. Ah, the red planet. In ancient times, the Romans named it after their god of war, Mars, because of its bloody color. The ancient Egyptians coined it Her Desher, which means Horus the Red. Ancient Chinese astronomers dubbed it the Fire Star. So, obviously, this place is as red as it gets, right? Well, it wasn't until the 1970s when the truth about Mars was finally revealed. This was when NASA's Viking 1 lander became the first spacecraft to touch down on the fourth planet from the sun to take a few snapshots. Initial images revealed that there's a blue sky, not a pinkish-red one. The images taken by the Viking 1 lander make the planet look redder than it actually is. Today, NASA admits that some parts of Mars are actually blue and gray.